Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord on the day. We want to welcome everybody to the south of the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Founded by Sister Alexandra. Amen. And hosted and co-hosted by Sister Kendra Cole. Amen. And Bishop, hallelujah, Matt Page. Praise God. Unfortunately, amen, they are unavailable today. They have asked me to guest host in their place. My name is Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person who has called in today, everybody who has tuned today, amen, to hear the word of God. Praise God. We're going to be talking about a prayer life on today. Praise God. Amen. What does it mean to have a prayer life? Hallelujah. What does it mean when we pray? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be going out of Mark 11. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be at verse 24. I want you to get that down before we go to prayer. Mark 11. Praise God. Verse 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you just for allowing us to come on the line on today. Just, Lord, for your revelation, knowledge that you are about to drop in our heart. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for it. We praise you for it on today. Lord, we ask that you bless Sister Kendra, Lord, and Sister Alexandra and Pastor Page, Lord, as they do. Hallelujah. Amen. Their everyday duties, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that due diligence in preaching your gospel. That due diligence in standing up for your word. That due diligence in bringing the word to your people, Lord. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. And we magnify you for it. And, Lord, we love you for it. Continue to strengthen it. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. In each individual way. And, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord on today, faith. We want to welcome everybody to the salt of the earth. Praise God. Founded by Sister Alexandra and Kendra Cole. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They've asked me to step in. Praise God and host today. Praise God. And it is my honor to do so. Amen. We're going to be talking about a prayer life on today. Hallelujah. And what it means to truly have a prayer life. Hallelujah. Amen. When we go to Mark 11, praise God, Mark 11, starting at verse 23. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let me start at verse 22. And it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to stop right there. I want to double back. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. Hallelujah. Answering back. Amen, hallelujah, amen to Peter, amen, and answering the question, hallelujah. He said, have faith in God is defined as a strong belief. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Faith is defined as a strong belief. So he's saying have a strong belief in God. Hallelujah, praise God. And he say, for verily I say unto you, praise God, hallelujah, amen, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, thou be removed, and thou be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now that word heart, hallelujah, praise God, it doesn't mean the heart in our chest. It means the heart in our head. That word heart refers to the mind. Praise God. It refers to the mind. So he said, and shall not doubt in his mind. Praise God. But shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is God telling you to have faith in me, in the power that I put in you. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. This is God. And God is telling you and I to have the faith in him about the power that he put in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, if you believe what you say and you don't doubt what you say, he said, he shall have whatsoever he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's another scripture that says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, there is power in your speech. People overlook this and don't realize how powerful your words are. Hallelujah. They don't realize how powerful the words are that are coming out of their mouth. They always say, you know, words don't hurt you, words of little, words of this. No, words are powerful. And God, Jesus, Yeshua, whatever name you want to call him, he is telling us, hallelujah, praise God, amen. He is telling us that there is power in the words that we speak. He say, if you talk to the mountain and believe it'll move, it'll move. Well, Elder, how come when I talk to the mountain, it don't move? Because you don't believe it. That's what it comes down to. Praise God. It comes down to belief. If you really believed the mountain would move, when you spoke to it, it would move. You would probably be rich beyond measure. They call you the ultimate magician. Hallelujah. How did they get the mountain, hallelujah, to move? And it sounds far-fetched, but Jesus is telling us this is how powerful our words are. If you believe what you said, it would happen. Hallelujah. If you believe what you said, it would happen. He said, whatsoever you ask, you shall have it. And then verse 24, it says, therefore I say unto thee, unto you, what things soever you desire. What things soever you desire. Let me translate that. Whatever you want. See, I had a song out back in 2006, I believe. He said, you can have whatever you like. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't know the song. Hallelujah. But he said, you can have whatever you like. This is what God, hallelujah, is saying to us through Jesus. You can have whatever you like. If you believe, well, hold on, let me read some more. He said, what things you desire, so whatever you want, when you pray, comma. So I got to pause because he paused. The writer paused. He paused. When you pray, when you communicate with God. Now, I'm not talking about, because when we hear the word pray, we think about when we get on our knees at the side of the bed, or when we get on our knees at the altar, or when we go to church, or prayer. Prayer is simple communication with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Prayer is simply communication, hallelujah, with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not what you would call super spiritual. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, you got to fall out, speak in tongues, and roll on the floor, and fall on your knees, and you in a trance, and you know, some people got an altar in their house, and they burn an incense like the Buddhists do it, and all this. It don't take. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with all that. Don't get me wrong. Don't start sending hate mail. Praise God. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with all that. Praise God. But what I'm saying is it don't take all that to communicate with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It don't take all that to communicate with God. Hallelujah. Communicating God with God is simple. Hallelujah. Amen. If you believe, watch this. If you believe God is with you, if you believe you got the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit is with you. Then all you have to do is open your mouth and begin to speak. Hallelujah. And if you believe God is hearing your words, you are in prayer. Hallelujah. You don't have to be down on your knees with your hands together or with your hands in the air. You could be sitting on your bed having a conversation with God. That is what prayer means. Prayer is to have a conversation with God. So in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, whatever you want, when you pray, when you communicate with God, believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. Believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. This is a key part to our prayer life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a key part to our prayer life. It's not enough just to pray, Lord, I need a new job. Lord, I need healing. Lord, I need deliverance from sin. The next step is, after you pray, believe that you have received it. Believe that you have received it. Hallelujah. That's the key part of prayer. Believing that you have received it. Amen. I always compare prayer to almost like when you order something. Hallelujah. Praise. Some of y'all know about an app on your phone called Wish, where you order something from Wish. Praise God. Amen. And you pay for it and you wait for it to show up. Some of y'all know about an app named Amazon. When you order from Amazon, hallelujah, praise God, you pay for it and you wait for it to show up. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, this is the difference. I don't know if y'all have ordered from these two different places, but let me explain the difference and then you can understand what I'm saying. Praise God. When I order something from Wish, it could take up to a month and a half for it to be delivered to my doorstep. Praise God, a month and a half. Hallelujah, for it to be delivered to my doorstep. But I've already paid for it, so it's already mine. So no matter how long it takes to show up, hallelujah, I know it's going to show up. I believe it's going to show up because I've already paid for it. Even if it takes a month and a half, or 2 months to show up, I believe it's coming, and I'm expecting it. I'm looking for it in the mailbox. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, with Amazon, I can order something from Amazon. Hallelujah. And it'll be here the next day. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I still have to wait to the next day to get what I already paid for. Praise God. Well, Elder, what does this have to do with prayer? Prayer is the same. Hallelujah. When you pray for something, you have to believe that your faith is the currency. See, when we pay for something we order, our faith with them is the money. We got your money, so we're going to send you merchandise. With God, our money is our faith, our strong belief in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we pray to God, our strong belief is our currency. So I'm no longer praying that he do it. Next time I pray, I'm thanking him for doing it, even though I haven't received it yet, because I know it's on the way. See, sometimes we pray and it's like Amazon, it show up the next day. Hallelujah. Lord, I need deliverance. I need this. I need that. Hallelujah. I need $20 to get me by the next Wednesday. Hallelujah. The next day somebody show up. Boom, the $20. Hallelujah. Praise God. But sometimes prayers take time. Hallelujah. Amen. You might be praying for a car. You can't expect to wake up the next morning with a car in the driveway. Hallelujah. That prayer is going to take some time. But you have to believe that he has already answered the prayer, and that the car is in the process of being delivered. That he has already taken your faith as current. He's already taken your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you just got to believe it's already on the way. A lot of times we haven't received what we've been asking God for because we don't believe it's on the way. You keep asking God to heal you. Hallelujah. You should be thanking God for healing you. But Elder, I'm still feeling sick. But the healing is on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like that thing you ordered. You don't have it yet. It's not in your possession. It ain't in your mailbox. It ain't even in the same state that you are. But it's yours because you've already paid for it. Hallelujah. You may not be healed yet, but you've already paid for that healing with your faith. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe. Hallelujah. That's the issue. A lot of us do not believe. You don't believe God can do it. Praise God. Do you not know that your prayer, your faith, your belief can get somebody else healed, even if they don't believe? Your belief that God, not in that person, but in God, can get somebody else healed. Remember the guys that took their friend to Jesus, but they couldn't get in the house, so they tore the roof off and lowered it down? Jesus healed that man. But Jesus didn't heal that man because of him. He said he saw the faith in the men that brought him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you got to have faith for somebody else, but it ain't going to do no good unless you believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to believe. Hallelujah. That's why you haven't received what you've been asking God for. You did not believe it. You still don't believe it. I remember I was going to pray for a young lady back in Houston for her and her husband, and she said, I don't even think prayer would help, so I didn't pray for her. Well, that's kind of mean. Well, she said she don't believe it's going to help. Hallelujah. The old folks got a saying, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it, and if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. If you don't believe prayer going to help, I'm not wasting my breath. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't believe prayer is helping, why are you wasting your breath? Why are you wasting God's time with something you don't believe he can fix? That's what it boils down to. Well, I have a healthy prayer life. I pray, I fast, but do you believe? If you don't believe, ain't no use in doing nothing else. Hallelujah. That's why you can't get over the sin you're stuck in, because you don't believe God can deliver you from. And that's the thing. You can't believe God can deliver you. You have to believe he already has. We have to start thinking in the past tense when we pray. Hallelujah. We have to start thinking that we've already received what we're asking God for, even when we don't have it yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what he says in the next verse. It says, and when you stand praying, forgive. Hallelujah. That ye are against any, that your Father may, which is in heaven, may also forgive your trespass. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. He said, if you do not forgive, hallelujah, praise God, your Father which is in heaven will not forgive you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always say, God, forgive us for everything. And when God forgives us, he put our sin behind us. We always use those scriptures. We quote these other scriptures, but what about this scripture? This scripture say, if I don't forgive you, he ain't going to forgive me. He said, this is part of your prayer life. He says, part of your prayer life is asking forgiveness for those who have sinned against you. Hallelujah. Asking God to forgive them. Not just you forgiving them. You got to ask God to forgive them for what they did to you. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is real prayer. Remember when they said, well, how are we supposed to pray? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But he got to a part, hallelujah, in there where he said, forgive those who have sinned against me. Hallelujah. No, forgive those that trespass against me as I forgive. Forgive me my trespasses as those that trespass against me. In other words, forgive me the way I forgive. That's part of your prayer life. Part of your prayer life is being able to forgive somebody, because that's the way God is going to forgive you. So if you forgave me by getting me back for what I did to you, hallelujah, I got to put it in perspective. In other words, whatever you do to me, that's what God don't do to you. However you forgive me, that's the way God's going to forgive you. That's what he's saying, hallelujah, right here in Mark. And for those of you just joining us, we are in Mark chapter 11, hallelujah, verse 20, we're at verse 26, and we're talking about having a prayer life. What does it mean to truly have a prayer life? Are we asking God to forgive those, hallelujah, who sin against us? I've heard people say, I'm praying for my enemy. But when I hear them pray, that prayer is not for their enemies. That prayer is for them. They're saying stuff like, Lord, don't let this person get on my nerves today. Lord, don't let me go off on this person. Lord, keep this person away from me. That's not praying for them. Praying for them would be, Lord, I don't know why they don't like me. Well, I don't know what their problem is with me, Lord, but Lord, bless them. Bless them. Maybe they got something going on at home. Maybe I remind them of somebody that did them wrong. I don't know what their issue, Lord, but Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God. Remember when Jesus was dying, he said, forgive them. As they was nailing them to the cross, forgive them. As they was laughing at them, can we do that? Can our prayer life be that good, that perfect, that when somebody is talking about you, somebody is humiliating you, somebody is dragging your name through the mud, somebody is crucifying your character, can you say, Lord, forgive them? For they know not what they do. Because I know some Christians that will go gangster. I know some Christians that say they'll track you down if they still got connections in the street. Praise God, hallelujah. But what kind of prayer life is that? Hallelujah. Are you really a child of God? If Jesus is telling us, hallelujah, amen, this is how we should pray, and if this is how we should pray, this is how we should be. In other words, it shouldn't just be lip service. You shouldn't just be saying, Lord, forgive them, and you don't really mean it. You're just going through the motions. Hallelujah. God knows when you lie, when you don't mean it. He knows what's in our heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we are praying, what we have to do, what he's saying is from verse 23 to verse 26, first off, we got to believe what we are saying. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. First off, we have to have faith in God. Hallelujah. That's what he started off saying. We have to have faith in God, which is defined as a strong belief. We have to have a strong belief in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we have to believe that whatever we ask God for, he's going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to believe it's just like that Amazon. I've already paid for it with my faith. I'm just waiting on the delivery to come. Hallelujah. So the next time I pray, I'm not asking God to heal me again. I'm thanking God for the healing that I've already received, even if I haven't already received it. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm thanking him for the breakthrough that I've already gotten, even if I haven't gotten the breakthrough, because I have to believe that it's on the way. Hallelujah. See those faith preachers back in the 70s, those faith preachers back in the 80s, they wasn't too far off of what they were saying. Hallelujah. A lot of preachers and people came down on them saying, you can't just speak a thing and believe it's going to happen. But that's what the word is actually saying to do. hallelujah, to speak that thing, believe what you said will come to pass, and God said, Jesus said, Yahshua, whatever name you want to call the man, he said, if you say it and believe it, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Think about the people that said, I'm going to get that job. And amen, I'm going to get that job. What about the celebrities? We talk about the celebrities, but they had their mind set. I'm going to get out the hood. I'm going to get out the ghetto. I'm going to make it on the big screen. My record's going to be worldwide. Everybody going to know my name. And they meant what they said, and they said what they meant, and they made it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Prayer is also a mindset. Hallelujah. See, we have been raised in conditions to have limitations on what we can accomplish in life, especially black people and people of color. We have been raised that we have limitations on the things that we can accomplish in life. First of all, we have to evaluate that thinking. Matter of fact, we got to eliminate that thinking and anything, and believe that anything is possible with God. I was raised that there would never be a black president, ever. Hallelujah. And Obama proved us wrong. Hallelujah. I was raised that there would never be a woman in the White House. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have a vice president that's a woman. Hallelujah. And not just a woman, a woman, she not just a woman of color, she mixed with some stuff. Hallelujah. Asian, black, white, she mixed up. Hallelujah. Amen. They let her in the door. But we want to say, because I'm black, because I'm from the hood, because I'm a woman, they not going to let me do this because I'm a woman. They not going to let me do this because I'm black. Hallelujah. They're not going to let me do this because I'm a black woman. Jesus says we need to reevaluate that thinking, eliminate it. This is what he means when he said we have to be born again. I've heard preachers say it all kind of spiritual ways, but the bottom line is when a baby is born, he don't know nothing. Hallelujah. Stay with me for a second. When a baby is born, he don't know nothing. He can't speak English, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese. He don't know no languages. But I can take a white baby and put him in a Mexican family, adopted family, and he'll grow up speaking Spanish and won't know a lick of English. Hallelujah. I can take a Chinese baby and put him in a black household, and he'll grow up thinking he's black, speaking, talking slang, not knowing a lick of Chinese because that's the way he was raised. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say when Jesus said you have to be born again, he said you have to take your mindset back to when it was when you were born as a child. When you were a child, you didn't know nothing. He's saying you have to delete everything you know, everything you thought you knew. He said, Jesus is saying it's all wrong. You have to be born again. And when you are born again, what happens when you're born again? Everything. Hallelujah. So all those limitations that you were taught when you were born physically will be eliminated. Hallelujah. Amen. And now anything is possible because that's what I'm taught. Anything is possible. I don't know nothing else but success. I don't know how to fail if I ain't never been taught. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know that I'm the bottom of the barrel because I'm black if I ain't never been taught that. I don't know that I'm a secondhand citizen because I'm a woman if nobody ever taught me. Praise God. Those are the things we have to delete from our brain, and then our prayer life will begin to work. Then the things we begin to ask God for will begin to happen because we believe they can happen. He started out talking about moving the mountain. Now, you know good and well, believe you can move that mountain. Hallelujah. You'll go out there and prove a point. Watch this, elder. Move mountains, the elder, the mountain, the land. It ain't moved. That's because you don't believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just that simple. Belief. Hallelujah. Praise God. If our minds are programmed that we can't do it, you can pray, amen, to do it, and it ain't going to never happen. Hallelujah. Ain't no good man. Yeah, that's what you've been programmed. So you're praying for God for a good man. You're praying to God for a good woman, but you don't believe they out there. So what are you? You wasting, who time are you wasting? Yours or God? Hallelujah, praise God, because you're praying for stuff you really don't believe. So you can't say you have a healthy prayer life because you pray and you don't believe in the stuff you're praying for. Hallelujah. I hear people pray for world peace, and you don't even believe it's going to ever be world peace, so why are you praying for? Hallelujah. This may be a little radical to say, but quit praying for stuff you don't believe that's going to happen. You're wasting your time and God's time too. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't call Amazon or go on Amazon app and order stuff and pay for it and don't believe they're going to deliver it. But that's what we do with God. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God to send you that job. Ask God to send you that man. Ask God to send you that woman. And then turn around and say, ain't no good women. Ain't no good jobs. I ain't going to never get delivered from this. I ain't going to never get healed. That's what the doctor say. Your own mouth is canceling out your prayer. So you can't have a healthy prayer life if your mouth is canceling it out. He said, whatever ye say, hallelujah. What did he say? He said, and those things which you have said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he said. You can have whatever you like if you believe that you can have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where is your belief meter today? It all starts in the mind. Hallelujah. When we see that word repentance in the New Testament, the New Testament was written in Greek and translated to English. Hallelujah. So some of the words in the New Testament don't mean the same thing they do in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and translated to English. So when you see that word repentance in the New Testament, that word repentance comes from the word metanoia. Metanoia. And that's a compound word. That word meta, hallelujah, amen, praise God, means psyche. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, that word meta means to change. Meta means to change. And the word nonia, the word nonia, praise God, that word nonia means it means psyche. That's where we get the word psychologist and psychology from, which is a study of the mind. So the word metanoia in the Greek, translated to repentance, literally means to change your mind. So when you pray, you got to change your mind about what you've been told or the limitations in your life. You have to change your mind about what God can do and what he cannot do. He can do any and everything if you believe he can do it. If you put your faith in him that he can do it, it shall be accomplished, but you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, stop praying. Hallelujah. You're wasting God's time. Hallelujah. If he specifically say believe and you don't believe, hallelujah. Lord, I'm praying for this child, but I don't think they'll ever get right. But stop praying. You don't think they're going to ever get right? Hallelujah. He said he's supposed to believe what you're praying for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then he say, amen, we have to forgive. We have to ask in prayer for forgiveness for those who sinned against us. Not your forgiveness, but God's forgiveness. God, forgive them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's all in your mind. You want a healthy prayer life? Change your mind. Be born again. Delete all that junk you got in your head. Ain't no good women. Ain't no good men. All these preachers are fake. All these kids are bad. This generation ain't got no hope. All these up, ain't no good jobs out there. They ain't going to let no black man start a business. They ain't going to let no black woman do anything. Hallelujah. These are all limitations you got in your mind, and you praying for God to do stuff, and he can't do it because you have limited him with your mind. Hallelujah. But once you take the limits off, it's a song that says take the limits off. When you take the limits off, hallelujah, then God can do, hallelujah, amen, everything he said he was going to do, and he will do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So as we go ahead and wrap this up for the day, hallelujah, praise God. When you have a prayer life, a real prayer life, it's not just lip service. It's believing that God is going to do those things. Hallelujah. Believing that he put the power in your tongue, that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and people are going to eat the fruit. You're going to eat the fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. If you keep saying your back is killing you, I've heard people say my head is killing me and they die from aneurysm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they don't realize how powerful words are. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to change our minds, amen, in order to have a successful prayer life. Hallelujah. Amen. A prosperous prayer life. A profitable. Hallelujah. Prayer life. Profitable. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no use to putting out your faith if you ain't getting nothing back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith is currency. Don't be wasting it if you don't believe. Hallelujah. And we have to forgive, we have to believe, and we have to watch our words, because prayer don't just stop at the altar. For every time you open your mouth, you are activating something. Every time you say you broke, oh, Lord, I'm broke. Guess what? Hallelujah. You're going to stay broke. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for the word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any questions? Amen. Or comments, praise God, about having a prayer life. Amen.
Yes, I have a comment.
Amen.
Yes, I'd like to know what the Bible say about divorce. If you put your husband away, if you divorce your husband.
Amen. When the Bible talks about divorce, amen, Jesus said, amen, basically the only way he condones divorce if it's for sexual immorality. In other words, the only way you can divorce someone is if they cheated on them, they had sex with someone else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says the reason why is because if you divorce them and then they go marry somebody else, that makes them an adulterer. But if they're already an adulterer because they already cheated, that's the only way Jesus will let that slide. But Jesus said in his word that it's best that it's like it is in the beginning. What he put together, let no man put asunder. But he said Moses allowed us to divorce, and he'll honor what Moses said, but it's gotta be for sexual promiscuity. You know, it can't be because we don't get along no more. A lot of people divorce because, you know, we don't get along no more. I don't like her no more. I'm not attracted to them no more. No, Jesus was specific. He was like, that's not a good enough excuse in his book, praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Any more questions or comments on today? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord on today. I want to thank Sister Alexandra and Sister Kendra Cole for allowing me the honor of sitting in for them on today. Amen. I believe they will be back next week along with Pastor Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're bringing their regular schedule program. Praise God. I do hope, amen, that this lesson has helped you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We do have to take the limitations off our lives. If we take those limitations off, hallelujah, then God will begin to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quit saying that God ain't going to do it. He will. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we just give him time to do what he has to do. Praise God on today. We thank God for all of y'all on today. Amen. Like I said, Sister Alexandra and Kendra Cole will be back next week. Praise God with a word. Hallelujah from the Lord along with Bishop Page. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out unless we have any more questions for me. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. We thank you for your word on today, Lord, how to have a better prayer life, a better communication with you, a better belief in everything that you can do and can accomplish and will accomplish, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. We praise you for it. We receive it. We rebuke those thoughts of the enemy right now. Those thoughts that are telling us, Lord, hallelujah, that it can't be done, that it can't be accomplished. Hallelujah, that we can't see it. Hallelujah, how it's going to be done. Hallelujah, Lord, despite what we see, Lord, we believe, hallelujah, that you can do any and above all things. And we magnify you for it. We praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you. Hallelujah, and we praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. Thank y'all for calling in and tuning in. Praise God. Amen. The Solid Earth will be back next week. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to leave y'all with some encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed day. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can magnify in your life. again. Praise God. We got about 7 more minutes in the program. Hallelujah. So we just going to close out with some Kirk Franklin. How many of you know that it's time for a revolution? Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people talked about it when the song came out. They said he done went too far. He taking gospel out of control. He going to hell. But the fact of the matter is, it is time. Hallelujah.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away. Yes, sir. Every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child, a new nation, they were still alright. Well, alright.